This is Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. She's a columnist, commentator, and sought-after guest on talk radio programs around the country. She has a master's degree from Columbia University and an operatic voice that can shatter glass. Here's your host of Spouting Off, Karen Cataline.
Welcome to Spouting Off. It is so much fun to do Spouting Off 3 days a week. And just by way of information, Spouting Off can be heard Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Mountain, on WSMN 1590 AM 95.3 FM in Nashua, New Hampshire. But you don't have to live in Nashua, New Hampshire, because I don't. But I do want to visit. And you don't have to live there. All you got to do is go to my website, KarenCataline.com, and you'll see two different Listen Live buttons. If you click on the right button, it'll take you to the right player. And that means you can listen anywhere you like. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and the show is growing. It's building. Spouting Off, which some people think is a negative. I don't see it that way. Of course, I like the name anyway. Spouting Off means that you don't filter yourself. You say what's on your mind, you say what's in your gut, and you let the chips fall where they may. That doesn't mean you have to be undiplomatic. It's certainly fine to be diplomatic. But in these days, in these times where our entire country, and I'm not even being hysterical when I say this, our entire country and all of our guaranteed rights guaranteed to us by the Constitution are under attack by people who are our fellow citizens, people we elected. Our country is under attack. And what is so diabolical is that a whole bunch of people don't see it. They don't even see it. I have been marveling all week long on all the shows that I do just what historic times in which we're living. Most people don't even realize what historic times they're living in until it's long over. Or they think that whatever extraordinary things happened before they were alive, or history was a more astonishing time. In my opinion, we could not be living in more astonishing times. We are dealing with stuff that is totally an uncharted territory. We have never seen the kind of technology that can shift votes with a click of a button, and yet everyone who has a computer at home, what I'm just looking at right now, we know it can be done because we've seen it done. Amazing. I was going to say six things at once. There's a lot of things that concern me, but I am still very, very cautiously optimistic. And by the way, if you'd like to call in, we'll definitely be taking calls after the first break. At roughly a quarter after the hour, the number is 888-627-6008 to call into the studio. Talk to illustrious Doug, my producer. That's 888-627-6008. The reason that I was flummoxed there for a minute was because I wanted to talk some about language. We've watched the same tactics over and over and over again, turning the tables on the public with false narratives, fake news, whatever you want to call it. And it bothers me when people on our side who love liberty fall for that change of language. You're going to hear, because you're already hearing, well, you know, it's not enough to overturn an election. Just because Joe Biden claimed that he was president-elect doesn't make him so. The election has not been decided yet. You're not going to overturn something that was never declared. The media would like you to believe a whole lot of stuff that simply isn't true. So if you're using the term overturn, consider stop using that, because that's just not true. Hey, and I don't believe in forcing people to think a certain way or even speak a certain way. So if you want to use it, that's fine. But it's interesting how the media has been so successful in leading people to believe that what they are creating, a false narrative, is true just because they're reporting it. People have been lulled into such a sense of fatalism. You know, even it's beginning to show on our side of the aisle. I'm seeing a kind of a fatalism. Well, you know, you can't fight City Hall and everybody knows there's cheating. People don't have faith, not the spiritual godlike faith, but they don't have faith that justice will actually be served this time because they've been disappointed and their hopes dashed for such a long time. But we absolutely must see justice done in this case because the alternative is unthinkable. If people think they're going to survive a Biden presidency, and it doesn't matter if it's Biden, if it's Harris, if it's any one of a number of communists, and they are, they're communists. Kamala Harris is a communist. She's a red diaper baby. And even she won't be at the helm. The Communist Party USA would be at the helm, CPUSA. And they would enact, not just by executive order, everything they ever wanted to do. And what is that? To repeal the Bill of Rights. They go after the First Amendment. They'll absolutely go after the Second. Why? Because free speech and the right to defend oneself. And in the First Amendment is the right to free assembly. In the First Amendment is the right to religiously, practice your religion as you see fit without being punished by the government. These amendments to the Constitution, the first two Bill of Rights, are among the biggest threats to communists everywhere. They know people of faith are the biggest threat they have. And they know that people with guns who mean to legally and lawfully, morally, defend themselves and their family is among the biggest threats that communists will ever face. That's why they always disarm the populace. Anybody who wants to disarm a law-abiding citizen has evil intent. Because guess what? If you don't have evil intent, you're not going to find somebody's law-abiding right to defend themselves a threat. Now, they can tell you, they can jump up and down all they want and say guns will get into the hands of the wrong people. But the fact of the matter is they don't want guns in the hands of patriots. They never have. It's time to stop. It's time to start talking turkey right now. And no, not Turkey Day. Thanksgiving, which is next week, and we're going to be talking about that at the bottom of the hour with a friend of mine from long time, Mark Baisley, will be joining us about a letter that he wrote. I got the cruds this morning, so I don't have a cough button. And I, you know, it's funny. I'm unusually calm. We are seeing shutdowns that are going to be imposed on this country yet again. We're seeing so much going on. It is easy to just throw up your hands and, you know, hunker down and hide under the bed. But we're not doing that here because we have to exercise. We must exercise our God-given rights. Use them or lose them. So I wanted to go back to this fatalism attitude, which is a lot of people are trying to prepare themselves for the idea that, well, you know, it's possible. And yes, I acknowledge that it could be possible. I may not get what I want, what I wanted for my birthday, but the notion that you can survive being hit by a freight train is nonsense. Sort of reminds me, I was watching really old videos a week or two ago, even before I was born, so it's really old video, about what little kids were told to do in the event of a nuclear attack. You know, duck and cover. So all little kids, this is a little bit before I was in grade school. I remember civil defense stuff, but I don't remember duck and cover. So in the event of a nuclear attack, you're supposed to cover your head and duck. And, oh, that's going to work really well. Now, I understand, you know, you want people to feel like they can do something. But now's the time to do it. The only way that you stop tyranny, authoritarianism, communism, and all those isms that have been responsible for some of the greatest atrocities in human history is you never let it take hold. You can never let it take hold. And it hurts my soul that there's so much fraud, lying, cheating, stealing, and no bottom for some of these people who are hell-bent on, I'm going to say it, dun-dun-dun-dun, watch out for it, overthrowing this country. That's not a conspiracy theory because we saw them try to do it with the Mueller investigation. We saw them try to do it with a false impeachment. The lies, the cheating, the stealing, and the people who have sold out their soul because either they think they're going to survive this onslaught or they were corrupt all along. And I guess I'm waxing quite philosophic today. Thank God I have a show so that my dear husband doesn't have to listen to me all day. I can talk to you. The age of Trump has been a Rorschach test, hasn't it? It really, really has. It's been a Rorschach test. It has separated the men from the boys. It has illustrated who has, at least on his principles, whether you agree or disagree, you can see the people that sold out to the devil. I'm Jewish. We don't believe in that in the same way. But I'm talking about the Faustian bargain to make a deal with the devil so that you'll be the last to be taken. I mean, this is, and the left is in this process of trying to overtake a country through lies and propaganda and cheating and stealing. They have successfully, sad to say, co-opted a whole lot of people. And they play on some of people's worst characteristics, whether it is fear, the desire for self-preservation at the expense of their fellow citizens, self-enrichment, self-aggrandizement, recognition, fame, the desire to think that you're smarter than everyone else, and therefore you get to tell other people what to do and how to live. That's some people's bag. There's a lot of would-be emperors out there who have no restraint or constraints on what they would do to tell somebody else how to live. And we're going to have to take a break in just a minute, and then we'll take your calls if you have comments on this rant of mine. 888-627-6008. I'm going to leave you with this thought, and if you have a call, if you'd like to call in, I'd love to take your call. One of the greatest acts of compassion is to restrain yourself from trying to control and coerce others. Think about that. Under those circumstances, the principles of the conservatives and constitutionalism is among the most compassionate kind of principles you can ever have. To back off from trying to control and manipulate others and let them make their own mistakes and let them make their own triumphs. That's what good parents do. We're going to have to take a break now. Karen Cataline, happily hosting Spouting Off here on the BBS Radio Network and many others. Stay tuned.
Looking for even more great conservative talk radio? The K-Star Talk Radio Network is a Christian-owned, alternative conservative news and talk radio internet broadcasting network. They have a full line of programming about spiritual, political, social, economic, financial, and health-related topics. And their goal is to encourage critical thinking about the issues of the day. The K-Star Talk Radio Network features great shows like America's First News, The Keith Hansen Show, Erskine, and Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. Check out the whole schedule at their website at kstarradionetwork.com. Time could be short for a free people to share ideas in a free society. K-Star Radio Network is fighting a spiritual war on an earthly plane. Visit them today at KstarRadioNetwork.com.
And welcome back to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. What a pleasure and a privilege it is to do talk radio in such historic times. I'd be happy if it was a little less historic, but, you know, that's what we got. By the way, there are definitely commercials on the side that tell you how to find me, follow me, read the stuff I write. All you got to do is go to KarenCataline.com. Yes, my name, my first name is a punchline. We won't go there this time, but the last name is Cataline, K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. You can follow me not only on Twitter and Facebook, but Parler, Gab, MeWe. I love that people are going elsewhere. They need to. We must not accept censorship ever in the United States of America. And yet that's exactly what we are facing. Enormous times we are living through. Don't you wish we knew the end so that we could sleep well at night? Well, that's not the way it goes. I am delighted to have a caller here on Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. Welcome to Spouting Off, Artists on Line 2. Thanks for calling.
Well, you're welcome, Karen. What can I talk to you about?
Yeah, and I know you call talk radio, and you know the funny thing is that sometimes I talk to a lot of people, guests. Sometimes I have to tape a show where it's only guests, and the thing is I want more callers because callers are the ones that brung Trump to the dance. They're the ones that I wanna talk to, and of course you've called on a variety of different shows. What are you thinking? Are you discouraged about this presidential election, and dare I ask you what you think is going to happen in the weeks to come?
Well, I, you know, Trump was not my first choice back in 16, but I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, so he was kind of the only choice at that time. But I have been so impressed and really have gotten to think that he was put in a place just for a time like this. That we needed a businessman to take care of the business of America, which, good or bad, other presidents hadn't worried too much about. Mm-hmm. And as far as what's going to happen in a couple of weeks, I need to trust that God knows what he's doing and that President Trump has hired the right lawyers. I love the fact that Jenna has such a close tie with Colorado. Every time I hear it, it's like, yeah, go Colorado. because mm-hmm. I was impressed when she was working with Dobson. So,
yeah, she's had a meteoric rise, hasn't she? She's like, she was standing at the press conference. What a meteoric rise. And Colorado, and you know, of course, artists, that we have callers from all over this country. I mean, I do radio in New Hampshire, yet I'm in northern Colorado, and we talk to guests and people all over the country, which is a beautiful thing. But Colorado continues to figure in prominently. There was just recently a story. We found out, of course, that Dominion Voting Systems has mm-hmm. or did have an office in downtown Denver. And the guy who holds the patent was, right there in downtown Denver, mm-hmm. Part of Antifa. So we're in a very newsy kind of place here in the middle of the country in Colorado.
Well, and I went to the Arapahoe Tea Party meeting last Tuesday. Great. And so we had Joe talking to us for an hour or so. And I'm not a computer.
Yes. For everyone, that's Joe Altman, who heads up a group called FEC, Faith, something in commerce, economics, commerce. And he's the guy, forgive me for interrupting, I just want to get everybody up to speed here. He's the guy who was, I guess you could say, trolling an Antifa meeting and had the forethought to investigate a guy named Eric, who said that he'd taken care of Donald Trump is never going to get reelected. Mm-hmm. And then what does he do? He finds out he has the patent on Dominion voting systems and that he's straight Antifa. He has nothing but hatred for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you were mentioning about Colorado just as kind of a side thing. I've lived here since 77. I moved here from Ohio. My brothers keep trying to talk me into coming back. It's like, the humidity and I don't get along very well. But mm-hmm. It has also occurred to me that since we started about 5,000 feet and go up, we're closer to heaven here, too.
Well, you know, and let me ask you about this, as long as we are talking about Colorado. And oddly enough, I have a guest from Colorado in the second half of the show, Mark Baisley, who wrote a great letter.
He's gone to my church.
he wrote a great letter about Thanksgiving, which we're going to get into. Again, a national issue. But a national mm-hmm. issue, part of the national issue is that they are shutting places down mm-hmm. again. And again, Democrats in elected office, sad, never do these things independently. They're all doing them in lockstep. Mm-hmm. They're ready to shut down Colorado again. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm a retired nurse, worked mostly with babies and kids when I was working. But it amazes me. I mean, we have one of these stupid viruses every 2 years, pretty much on schedule. I don't really, now I'm almost 70, I'm 68 years old. I don't remember shutting down even for the polio. And a friend of my parents got polio and walked around in braces on crutches for the rest of his life. I don't remember ever closing down the country like we are. And yes, this is a serious issue if you're older and have other issues, cardiac, lungs, whatever. But otherwise, what is the percentage rate of death like? Under 1% or something?
It's 99.8%. So mm-hmm. then the question is, are you willing to go the step that I went a long time ago, which is it's really not about the coronavirus at all?
It really isn't.
Something mm-hmm. else is going on. Not just getting, what if I said to you, would you think me a radical rowdy with a tinfoil hat if I told you that I believe that the masks are tools of tyranny in order to mm-hmm. increase the obedience
control.
And conformity,
mm-hmm.
because obedience and conformity are among the most important things that socialists and communists do in order to ready a country for Marxism. and that this was on the plan all along, and the only reason it's a little bumpier is because Donald Trump got in the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm not, like you, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. However, I've become much more political since the last guy was in the White House, not Trump. And, in fact, like the fact that his initials were B.O., because I thought he really stunk at the presidency, so that worked for me. And it was never an issue of race. I mean, I would elect Lieutenant Colonel Allen West president in a heartbeat. Or even the doctor who's now in charge of housing.
Ben Carson. One of my favorite billboards. One of my favorite billboards artists was during the Obama years. We're not racist. We don't like his wife, white half either. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't about that. But yet he really has appeared to be the Manchurian candidate. He ushered all this in. He ushered in the spying on a political opponent. It's you know, if this were a Tom Clancy novel, they'd probably not publish it because they'd say nobody would believe it, what we are watching.
Well, it amazes me that Mr. Soros still has a dual citizenship. Why haven't we revoked his citizenship? He has done nothing but try to destroy this country. Isn't that kind of against the Constitution?
Well, yeah, that's what we have to hope, is that not only do we drain the swamp, first we got to get Trump in there for another 4 years, and then, by the way, it isn't George Soros' artist anymore, really. He has four sons, and his eldest son, Alexander, they are carrying on this so-called legacy. I mean, Soros he has said that he hates with a purple passion America and Israel. And they're the two countries.
Well, he didn't like Germany too much either. I mean, he turned in his own Jewish neighbors, and he's Jewish. Didn't that tell anybody something about
who he is? He is a self-hating Jew. That's true. Mm-hmm. His mother, he admitted, was an anti-Semitic Jew. And sadly, people... Pardon? Sorry?
How are you an anti-Semitic Jew?
Well, let me answer that, artist. I mean, I love this conversation. Let me answer this in a kind of I'm in a philosophical mood today, so I'm going to answer this in a philosophical way. And that is that I believe that what they've been setting the table for in this country for decades, really, is the kind of nihilism and self-hatred that lends itself well to a country being taken over by communism and socialism and Marxism. And sadly, it breaks my heart that there are so many Jews who are leftists, long story, two-hour discussion, that are not very Jewish at all. If anything, they are ethnic Jews and nothing else. And
well, we have that in the Christian group, too.
Yes, yes. But see, that nihilism and teaching basically suicidal behavior is what Antifa is about. Is about burning your own city, burning and looting your own country, hating your country, and believing that your own... It's like the insanity of saying that I hate my left hand, I'm going to cut it off because it's evil. It is psychopathic what they are teaching. Listen, I got to take a break. I can't thank you enough for calling. That's what talk radio is, and when it's at its best. Please don't hesitate to call me anytime, I hope more people will call in. Thanks, artists. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and many prayers for this country. Take care.
Okay, you take care, Karen.
Thank you, artists. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk to Mark Baisley, part of the Colorado legislature. He wrote a gutsy letter about Thanksgiving. It's not even a week before Thanksgiving. So we're going to talk to him about that and a whole lot more. Karen Cataline, you're listening to Spouting Off.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Welcome back to Spouting Off. I love having guests to spout off with. And let's just dive right in to this next guest, who I've known probably more than 20 years. He now sits as a Colorado State Representative for Douglas and Teller counties. He's part of House District 39. In the Colorado legislature. He was also chairman of the Douglas County Republican Party in Colorado, vice chairman of the Colorado State Republican Party. He also has 43 years in technology for NASA, Hughes, Raytheon, Martin Marietta, and California State Universities and Colleges. Currently, he serves as president of Slipglass Incorporated, a Colorado-based systems visualization software company. Boy, do we have a lot of great stuff we can talk about with you. Mark Baisley, welcome to Spouting Off.
It is a joy and honor to join you, Karen. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. I'm looking forward to having as many possible guests at our table, either virtual or otherwise, meaning maybe we'll invite virtual guests like Victor Davis Hanson and all the great pundits, Abraham Lincoln. We're going to have as many guests at our table as we possibly can, simply to defy the tyrants who are telling us, who are trying to get inside our homes now. Not that I have any indignation about this, you understand, and tell us who we are allowed to have in our homes. This is jumped the shark. These people have jumped the shark. But, Mark, you wrote just a wonderful letter, which caused me to want to call you and say, hey, you want to come on Spouting Off and talk about it? Now, I posted it, so I'm not going to spend time reading it, but you had the guts to do it. It's got your letterhead at the top, the Colorado House of Representatives, and it is addressed to dear constituents of Colorado House District 39. Tell everybody what you said and why you decided to write this letter.
Sure. Well, so what's in the letter is I just mentioned Thanksgiving's coming up. It is an extremely important holiday. It's a big favorite of mine because of the history behind Thanksgiving. It's really an incredible, incredible story that is not told nearly enough. In fact, I had to put together all the writings of Bradbury to realize just how miraculous things came together for the pilgrims there. Anyway, excuse me, big celebration for us, and there's been all of that discouragement coming from the governor of Colorado to discouraging folks from gathering. And they got pretty specific, saying no more than 10 people and no more than two nuclear families coming together to comprise those 10 or less people. And with all of the clamping down, all of the micromanaging of our behavior throughout this COVID crisis, then this one reaches right into our home, as you just pointed out, Karen. And it wasn't feeling good in the first place, and that really did not feel good. So I have some very smart friends who are deep thinkers and studiers and collectors of artifacts and so on, but all focusing on American history. And mm-hmm. I had a conversation with them, and they showed me, one guy in particular showed me this quote that I put in my letter. And it's a quote from the Supreme Court of the United States. Now, this is from the 1800s, but it applies to forever, and including saying that the Constitution is equally in war and in peace, and it covers all classes of men at all times and under all circumstances, and it was never intended for it to be suspended during any emergency of government. They end their statement with, such a doctrine leads directly to anarchy or despotism. So I put that in my letter that was my kind of like the wrap-up statement to the concept that, hey, in spite of the good intentions of the governor or a president or
good
a president-elect.
Did you say good intentions? Bite your tongue. I don't think he has good intentions. Sorry, but okay.
Well,
sorry.
Yeah. Just letting everyone know that they don't have the constitutional authority to tell you who and when and what can gather in your home.
Right. So, Mark, here's the question, and let's see. Is that the last paragraph? I'm going to just read this because this is the paragraph you said from 1890, and it's worth reading, and then you can read all of Mark's letter on my website. I post it on Facebook, and then it gets bumped over to my website. Yes, very good. Brevity is always great. The Constitution of the United States is a law for rulers and people equally in war and in peace. Rulers? And covers with the shield of its protection of classes of men at all times and under all circumstances. No doctrine involving more pernicious, malicious consequences was ever invented by the wit of man than that any of its provisions can be suspended during any of the great exigencies, emergencies of government. Such a doctrine leads directly to anarchy or despotism. Well said. So here's the $62,000 question. Actually, it's a $64,000 question that everybody who loves liberty and who loves the United States of America is asking. And that is, if that is so clear, if it is so unconstitutional, why is it being allowed to happen?
Well, it's only happening in those states where the Democratic side of the aisle is in control. In Colorado, the Democrats control both chambers of the Capitol. They both the Senate
everything.
And
they
the
control
House
everything.
And the governor's office. Yep. And we might appeal to our attorney general and say, hey, on constitutional grounds, you need to challenge the governor and his actions.
And he's a Democrat too.
Case,
he's every bit as leftist
Democrat
as the governor.
As well, exactly.
Right.
So this is what the people have elected. They have elected people who do not revere the Constitution, who do not revere liberty for folk, who do not, most importantly, and this is the most important thing to get across, they do not trust the people to behave in their own self-interest as mature, wise adults. The assumption from folks on the left is we cannot be trusted to act in responsible manners on our own.
It doesn't matter whether we can be trusted or not. It is not their call. The Constitution doesn't guarantee that you're not going to do stupid things. The Constitution doesn't guarantee your right not to be offended. I'm going to drill down a little. I'm going to push you just a little, but because you and I both agree. And that is this. So are we saying that as long as unlawful, lawless lawmakers who are going against the oath of office that they took to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States and the state of Colorado, that as long as they get power, they can overturn the Constitution of the United States? What's our recourse here? You don't ask for freedom from a despot who took it away from you. So my question is, how come there aren't people with pitchforks out and their hair on fire saying, guess what? Just because you're governor doesn't make you God. How come that's not happening?
Well, because conservatives are peaceful people. Those on the left, as we've seen.
No.
I disagree. I think we're just slower to anger. But let's talk about that. And let's talk about
it. That's a nice
way
of putting it. Go ahead.
Well,
yeah.
The other side, who immediately went to rioting earlier this year and put a bullet through one of the windows at the Capitol while I was there. It was just, anyway,
wow.
It was just, yeah, that's crazy. But that's not our side of the aisle. Our side of the aisle, however, will rise up. It's a slower rise for sure. And so three lawsuits have so far been brought. So these are our remedies. Our remedies are to challenge the governor's actions or whomever, excuse me, Karen, in court. But the
are you sick?
Courts. No.
Okay. Don't
no.
be sick.
Yeah, not dealing with the COVID as many people have wished it on me. No.
the good news is it's survivable for almost everyone, except people who are 80 and have pre-existing conditions. Nobody wants to repeat that, but I just did. Okay, go ahead.
That is right. but we will challenge it in court. So three lawsuits have been filed. Two of them have been withdrawn because they landed in courts that are going to be unfriendly. One of those was from the House Republicans.
Uh-huh.
Another was from a Christian college in my district down in Teller County. And the third is the one that stands, and that's from Bandimere Speedway. That one has been assigned to the district court in Jefferson County, and that stands up a good chance of being given the fair hearing. So that will be heard. It will work its way through that system, and then no doubt get escalated to the state Supreme Court, maybe the U.S. Supreme Court. And as you can imagine, this is happening across the country in other likely controlled states. Yes. So the challenges are happening, and the Supreme Court ought to come down being reminded of their predecessors in the Supreme Court in the 1800s saying that, hey, you do not suspend people's constitutional freedom.
Absolutely not. And we've already had Samuel Alito talk about it. You know what else is being violated? There's so much egregiousness happening here. I mean, this governor and all these Democrats had nothing on King George, none. And that's this, that the Democrats are now acting as a block, lockstep. I mean, for all of his supposed independence, Jared Polis with all his money, and he's supposed to be such an independent thinker, he's doing the bidding of every other of the DNC, and it's like you flick on a light switch, and we're going to be doing COVID again. We're going to be doing rioting again. We're going to let all the prisoners out of prison to riot while we put law-abiding citizens under house arrest. We are under attack in this country, and there's too few people talking about it. We're talking about it right here with the wonderful Mark Baisley. I got to take a break. Can you stay with us, Mark?
Yes.
Great. You're listening to Spouting Off here the week before Thanksgiving. I am your host, Karen Cataline. Stay with us as we talk more with Mark Baisley. Not only about Thanksgiving, about who are you having at your table. I hope a whole bunch of people. We'll be right back.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. you can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/AskAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/AskAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back to Spouting Off and all the networks that pick up the show Spouting Off with Karen Cataline, including the K-Star Radio Network. Occasionally we do simulcasts with Keith Hansen, WSMN. I mean, you know, Spouting Off is just exploding. And the reason we continue to do it live, yes, you might get the recorded show after the fact, like this weekend, but the reason we do it live and we're going to continue to do as much live radio as possible is because there's nothing in the world like caller-driven talk radio. I am committed to that. Everybody wants me to do video, video, video. I don't know. I don't know why you want to see my face with my headphones on talking into a microphone, but I might get dragged kicking and screaming into doing that. But the most important thing is that everyday citizens still get to express themselves, call a radio show in real time and express their opinion, just like we've got the Colorado State Representative for Douglas and Teller Counties for House District 39 in Colorado, Mark Baisley. Welcome again. Thank you for your time and for staying with us, Mark.
Yes, ma'am.
So let's just wrap up this topic about Thanksgiving. We must put up, you know, we're getting bullied and intimidated every which way. And honestly, and this is probably where I want to go with this conversation, in my humble opinion, we must put everything in our heart and our soul in making sure that Donald Trump gets another 4 years, because the consequence of having the CPUSA, Communist Party USA, doesn't matter whether it's Biden or Harris or God forbid Nancy Pelosi, they're all doing the bidding of the Chinese Communist Party and the Communist Party USA, and this was their plan all along, regardless. I don't think there's going to be a place to run and hide if these people are not brought to justice for their attempt to overthrow the United States of America. And no, this isn't National Lampoon's Animal House, you know, grandstanding. This is the real deal. So, kind of a bridge to that conversation, I believe with all my heart, I wish I weren't correct, but I believe that I am, that this sudden coronavirus lockdown once again, notice no matter how many supposed cases there were while they're dealing with the election, suddenly it didn't matter. But as soon as, just as a light switch, we're going to lock you down again. We're going to shut you down. We're going to shut down businesses. We're going to shut down restaurants. Since when a restaurant, it's nonsense. The attack, just like everything the left has done, it isn't about what they say it's about. It is never about what they say it's about. They don't care about our health, and they don't care about the virus. They're using the virus as an excuse, because I'll tell you what they really hate, along with you and me and anybody who loves freedom and who loves this country, who loves our flag, like Donald Trump. Thanksgiving and Christmas, but especially Thanksgiving, they hate Thanksgiving. It's almost like Dracula and the Wolfbane, you know. People who hate this country, who have been taught to hate this country, hate Thanksgiving with a purple passion, because that is the founding of this country. What say you, Mark Baisley?
Well, yeah, and I give him some more reasons to hate it, because, you know, Thanksgiving was recognized from the very beginning, from the first president, George Washington. He recognized a day of Thanksgiving, and the day was always truly giving thanks to God for the amazing founding of our nation, from back in 1620 when the Pilgrims landed and survived that first harsh winter and brought with them the seeds of liberty that grew into what we enjoy now. But the holiday was finally recognized as a permanent holiday by Abraham Lincoln, and he used the words, and I put that in my letter, he called it a national day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent father.
Ah.
So,
well,
yeah,
they can't have that.
Can't.
They want to be our father. They want to be our mother. Government bureaucrats want to be the only authority, do they not?
Yeah. It's, you know what? You know what you call a micromanager? Now, we've all worked for micromanagers. We all know what that's like. But what do you call a micromanager?
A nanny? A busybody? What?
No, what do you call a micromanager who gets elected to public office?
A politician.
A Democrat.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've got some Republicans that I wish would not keep falling to the same rhetoric. But you're right. The Democrats that's their stock in trade. They like anything so long as it's mandatory or prohibited. They don't believe in freedom. Oh, except if you want to have an abortion, you know? You've got all the freedom in the world to have an abortion, but that's the only health care freedom you got. How about that?
Yeah.
It's frightening stuff.
So the two negative responses I get, and I have this letter, to my surprise, went very viral. It's been shared in social media over 10,000 times, and Newsweek covered it.
Really?
Epic Times covered it. Yeah, they both put out articles on it. So I got a call from my legislative aide last night, or a text from her last night about 10:30. She said your voicemail box at the Capitol is full with 24 messages from people across the country thanking you for writing that letter. I'm like, what? From the Constitution? Anyway, so
people love courage, Mark. People appreciate guts and courage. And we are in precious short supply right now. Every single citizen needs to muster that courage that you showed in writing that letter. Go ahead.
For me, the courage was what our founders did, those 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. They're the ones that amazingly put together that declaration that has our founding principles, the mission statement, and 11 years later ratified that amazing constitution that we live on to this day. And when we're living under the despotism that we're living under right now, it doesn't feel right. It feels there's something wrong. So you put out a letter like I did that simply quotes those founders, and everybody relates to it. They go, that's it. That's what we've been missing. This is what's been overlooked. So I think it explodes like it has, because we know that truth to be in our head and heart, and it's just articulated right there. All I had to do was repeat it.
It's self-evident. But you know what? These days, the truth isn't so self-evident. I loved what, as a matter of fact, here's, excuse me, with the little bit of time that we have left, let's talk a little bit about what you expect. You're a state representative, you're a politician, maybe with a small p, and I have a little audio that I forgot that I had, Doug cut for me, and it is the perfect again, another bridge. Oh, gosh. We got to play this in a hurry. Let's play it right now if we can. Only 90 seconds? Oh, my. Go for it.
In terms of the level of corruption we are looking at here, we have no idea how many Republican or Democratic candidates in any state across the country paid to have the system rigged to work for them. These people didn't do this just to take control. They make one heck of a lot of money off of it. Think about the global interests behind your own news organizations. Think about the pressure being brought to bear from the social media companies to shut down free speech on any challenge to the election. This is a massive, well-funded, coordinated effort to deprive we the people of the United States of our most fundamental right under the Constitution to preserve this republic that we all cherish. It is of the greatest concern. It is the that is the 1775 of our generation and beyond.
I love that. Isn't that great? That's Sidney Powell at the press conference yesterday. Unfortunately, we only have a minute left. Mark, thank you for writing this letter. I wish you an enormously happy Thanksgiving. How many people are you having at your Thanksgiving dinner?
Probably 20.
I hope a lot. Great!
We usually have 20 to 24, so that won't
Beautiful.
Change.
Beautiful. Thank you for writing this letter. Godspeed to you, and let us be as grateful and as strong as ever, ever before. I'll have you back soon. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Karen.
Great. Well, that about does it for us. That was Sidney Powell. I'm glad we had the chance to listen to that audio. I think every single one of us are being called upon to muster our strength and courage to stand up for this country. The times have never been more dire, and I think Donald Trump is holding the cards, and we're going to just have to be patient and watch things play out. The alternative is too horrible to think about. Thank you to everyone that makes Spouting Off possible. Thank you, Doug, my producer, and to BBS Radio and all the people that carry Spouting Off. And thanks to HW, the guy with an IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. And tune in next week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, for more Spouting Off. There's going to be oh so much more to spout off about. So join us and go to KarenCataline.com. Be well.